Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday.
What was that face?
I went, Wednesday. You know what? It feels so good that it's like almost summer.
Yeah.
Like, I step outside, and I think that my biggest problem with winter and the cold months is wearing pants.
Yeah.
You know why.
Yeah. Pants are hard for you.
They're very hard for me. I can't find pants a single pair of pants that fit me all around. Just can't do it.
That's how I am with shorts. I don't really wear shorts.
I just like shuddered at the thought. Like, I don't think I've ever seen you wear shorts.
That's not true. I wore shorts yesterday. I wore shorts the last time we recorded.
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, no, but shorts?
Like gym shorts.
Gym shorts.
I've never seen you wear like actual shorts.
No, I did for like when I was in. I did for a while.
You did?
And then
I grew out of that phase. Like above the knee too. Mm-hmm. I could never wear that now.
Something about pants, the length just doesn't fit me ever. Every pair of pants I own, I realized in the past couple of weeks, are just way too big on me. And I'm getting made fun of for it. My family, they're like, you're just dragging your pants on the floor.
Yeah.
And so what a relief that it is now to wear dresses, skirts, and shorts.
I was trying to remember the name of the horse, the Kentucky Derby. We were in Seattle when the Kentucky Derby was going on. And I was looking at all the names of the horse. I was like, oh, Rhea, I got your horse for you. His name is Summer is Tomorrow.
Yes, that is my horse.
That's literally Rhea's motto. Is just, you know, if you really think close, summer's not never that far away.
We did reach a point, though, where it was like, I mean, it was like December.
But there were moments in December when you were like, it's really not that far.
It's really not that far. And then January and February kind of blocked it out. I was like, oh, summer is kind of far right now. Yeah. But now it's around the corner.
No, it's beautiful.
Memorial Day weekend's coming up. Beautiful times.
Yep.
First of all, how are you doing?
I'm well.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't done anything too nuts.
Riveting.
This week, honestly. I had some good, I didn't really talk about it on Monday, but I had some good family time over the weekend, and that was nice. And one grandmother's 85th birthday, and then the next day I had a cousin's graduation and birthday. So like one night I was like with my entire dad's side, one next day entire mom's side. It's very nice to see everyone. And
get that good family time in.
Good family time. Yeah,
my parents are coming home from Florida tonight, and
Norman is going to actually
pee all over them,
pee everywhere. He's going to be so excited.
And
at this point, not to like make a golden shower joke here, but like I think your dad would allow it. Like he'd just be like, pee on me.
No, actually, they don't care. I was like, wear like a wetsuit because it's gonna be wet.
Yep.
I'll
get sprayed.
I leave to go to work and come home and he pees on me when I get home. Like it's a thing he does, but
He's
gonna freak out. I've been trying to not pet him immediately when I walk through the door because I realize that's kind of the problem. But last night we were going to bed and I was like, Norman.
Yeah, you were starting to tell.
Yeah, like tell he was him. Like he was laying there with a smile on his face, but his eyes were closed, and I was like, you have no idea what to
do. Does he know their names? Like, or like is there something that you could say like that he wouldn't know? Like,
okay, so the problem is first
his real mom.
Yes. So the problem is that obviously I'm his mother, but my dad, I think I talked about this.
Yeah.
My dad will be like, oh, dad, he's coming home. And I'm like, dad, you can't call yourself dad or daddy to Norman. First of all, it's making me wildly uncomfortable. Number two, you're his grandpa, but also his father. Like, so I think he's confused when he doesn't know When he sees them, he obviously knows who they are. But I was like, you have no idea what tomorrow even brings for you. And he was just like laying there with a, he just like smiles in his sleep. He's so cute. But I was just excited for him because I was like, he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
He's forgotten about them. Or not forgotten about them, but he thinks they left him and that they're never coming back. And so he's going to be really excited. I'm excited too. I miss my parents.
My dad does that with when we go visit and our two dogs. We always get out of the car, and they're so excited. And my dad, I told you your sisters were coming. I told you guys that your sisters were coming.
That's what my mom does. She's like, Noah's like, coming.
Yeah, he's like, I told them, you know, your sisters are coming.
It's really fun to just talk to them, you know, because they can't talk back. And you're just like, you know what? They just appreciate your company. It's a beautiful thing. I had two things that I wrote down to bring to the table
food
today.
Food related
that I was thinking about on my drive-in. And I just want to get your takes on both of them.
Okay.
One, tuna salad. What are your guys' thoughts on tuna salad?
I don't know if I know, like...
I am very middle ground on tuna salad. I don't eat it a lot. I don't go out of my way to have it. Mm-hmm. If it presents itself in front of me, I will have a bite. But, like, it's one of those things that I can probably have... Like, I can eat half a tuna salad sandwich. Mm. More than that, I can't do more than that. But I love chicken salad.
I'm trying to think of what tuna salad looks like. Like, because I know I like tuna.
Tuna.
But it's just tuna with, like, other
tuna
stuff in it.
And
like
mayonnaise.
Lettuce, mayonnaise, okay, maybe celery.
I like it.
I fucking love tuna salad.
You do love tuna salad.
I love tuna salad on a plain bagel toasted, mm-hmm. pickle on the side, a little potato salad on the side. I'm addicted to tuna salad.
You like a tuna sandwich?
Yes. Like, yeah. I just love tuna, I realize. The second thing, not very riveting, but people are grossed out by tuna salad, so I want to ask that.
No, I'm not grossed out by it.
It has a very, like, potent smell.
Yeah, it does have a very distinct smell, yeah.
Number two, chicken salad.
Yeah.
I have a tip for everybody.
I love chicken salad.
I got a little pro tip about chicken salad.
Big mayo gal.
It's not even that. It's. Have you ever had chicken salad with balsamic vinaigrette?
Yeah. Like, I've had chicken salad on a sandwich where that was the condiment of, that was designated by the restaurant.
Pro tip going forward, if you're listening to this and you want a chicken salad wrap.
Yeah.
Get a chicken salad wrap. Get it on a spinach wrap. I know that sounds gross, but get it on a spinach wrap.
At the end of the day, you really can't taste the difference.
You can't.
In my opinion, when it comes to the wraps, plain wrap, whole wheat wrap, spinach wrap, sun-dried tomato wrap, they all taste the same. If they're a vessel for a wrap, it just tastes like a wrap.
Wraps are just practical. Like, all it is just containing this thing.
Yes. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter, but get the spinach wrap, get chicken salad, get carrots and red onion, and then get balsamic vinaigrette on the side and either drizzle it on or dip it in there. Oh my God, you have yourself an amazing lunch.
Was that a sandwich that you created yourself or someone, I was going to say,
three natives in Florida.
Yep, I was going
to
say
that. Makes that sandwich. Yep. And every time I'm in Florida, I get it.
Yep.
And I've been trying to recreate it at different sandwich places. I finally recreated the best one with a deli near my house. Yeah. And my God.
When we were in Seattle and walking through Pike Place, there was a vendor that was selling some olive oils, and you could dip them and try them.
And balsamic.
Yeah. I bought three.
You bought some?
I ordered them online.
The Thai sesame one?
I got the Thai sesame ginger.
That sounds
ginger.
Like it would literally kill me on the spot.
I got the I got the garlic, basil garlic parmesan oil.
Oh.
And then I got one balsamic.
Okay, send me it again because I need the glaze.
Yeah,
I'm such a balsamic
whore. If anyone's curious about it, I think they're just called OMG olive oils. We tried. They were in Pike Place, and they were
we dipped our little bread
I wanted to buy it on the spot, but I was like, I have no room in my suitcase to bring this home, like a big glass bottle of olive oil. I was like, I'm just going to have to order this online.
Yeah, we can't be smuggling
oil
and vinegar
back
to New York.
But I am excited for when that
I'm
comes.
Really excited too. Now I'm just hungry. I think that these thoughts came into my head this morning as I was driving to work because I was really hungry.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about what I wanted for lunch, and what eating every other day is either tuna salad or chicken salad. And I feel like tuna salad gets a negative connotation.
Also riveting conversation. Yes, a new bagel place did open up across the street. It's been a big hot topic and The Office. Like, yes. Everyone's going to the bagel pub to get.
Right. It's like their, an episode of a TV show.
Yeah. Like everyone's like, oh, what'd you, what sandwich you get? Oh, ooh, went a little sweet today.
Well, like, yeah. Keeks told me, she was like, I got this amazing chicken salad sandwich. And I was like, oh my God,
yeah,
I gotta get
there. She got
there.
Chicken salad. Gia got like turkey on the bagel.
Holy shit.
PFT came back with a cinnamon raisin with strawberry cream cheese. And ooh, we like, he announced it and we all went, ooh, sweet today. Like, everybody's really just going all in on the bagel with some kind of either like salad or like a sandwich.
What's
or
your go-to bagel?
Just a schmear.
My go-to bagel.
Everything bagel. Everything scallion bagel. Cream cheese.
That's exactly what mine is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is a beautiful moment.
Wow. Sometimes I get locks.
Sometimes I do, too. Yeah. I mean, not to bring up the whole drama in Seattle, but that's what I had before I threw it out.
Oh.
It was exactly that. Everything bagel.
It did look
scallion cheese, locks.
Locks, yeah.
I have a couple different ones. Like I
depends on the mood.
It depends on the mood. Tuna salad
or bagel order is so different than a regular
my,
bagel order.
I get a bacon, egg, and cheese with hash browns on a roll. Always.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I really have never had a great bacon, egg, and cheese in the city.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Maybe because the one...
Honestly, the ones from my hometown are way better than anything in the city.
Same.
I think from New Jersey, maybe everyone just feels that way about their hometown.
I think it's true.
Bacon, egg, and cheese with hash browns on a roll. Cinnamon raisin bagel toasted with butter.
Mm-hmm.
That one always hits with a little chocolate milk.
Yeah, yeah.
Or an everything bagel toasted with vegetable cream cheese.
That's Joe's.
With a peach Snapple or a regular Snapple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the... It's you do mention that I
so many
think,
people are ordering bagels after this podcast.
I do think the bacon, egg, and cheese in New York City is. I have found that most places I order a bacon, egg, and cheese from, the bacon is always undercooked.
Yeah,
always. Yeah. Like I know that they're trying to. They have a lot of orders on it. You know, Saturday, Sunday morning in the city. So I think they're just trying to go quick, and a lot of times. Bacon's not cooked enough.
I have never met one.
In my
that,
opinion,
have
never
you ever
met
guys,
my standards.
Yeah. You guys had Tao bagels.
Yes,
I thought their bacon egg and cheese.
Brooklyn Bagel has a pretty decent bacon egg and cheese as well. I would say. In case for all those listeners in New York who want to change up their bagel.
Okay, I'll give a shout out to Sequoia on Long Island.
Yeah,
that's my deli.
Yeah,
and let me tell you,
there's a place across the street from where I live. It's called Pick a Bagel. Just everything is a bagel, but they have sandwiches and everything, but it's all on a bagel.
In the city.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Pick a Bagels.
Oh, yeah. No, I know it's a chain. I know it's a chain.
Yeah. But. Also pretty good.
Some good bagel talk.
Some good bagel. It did remind me that...
I used to change it up every once in a while.
The Bussin, Will Compton is here, and I laugh...
The Bussin.
The Bussin boys. Will Compton's in the office, and I laughed because he had tweeted, like, this morning, like... Wow, these bagels in New York, my God, they really are good. Like, they really are good.
But the thing is, in the city, I don't think that they're that good.
Yeah.
I think I've had better ones on Long Island and in Jersey.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Like, I just, the city ones don't. And
just made with a little more love and care outside the city.
Sue me, the city pizza.
Oh, well, I'll disagree.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, there are some very good places to have a slice of pizza.
I'm feeling controversial. I don't know. Just wanted to throw it out there.
Feeling crazy.
I'm feeling crazy.
Real crazy.
I just wanted to test the waters to see how you guys felt about the pizza.
This is total side note. We can move on from food, but my mommy surprised.
Your mommy.
My mommy surprised me and my sister with tickets to Harry Styles one night only.
I found it really rude that she didn't get me one.
Yeah. Well,
I thought she had won them because I saw she posted
two ticket limit is like, that's what they're...
I know
like
if there
thing.
Was three, I would have gotten one.
Oh, yes. 100%.
How did she... She just got lucky?
She knows a guy.
Oh, she knows a guy. Yeah, so you need a connection.
Up.
You need a connection.
Yeah, she knows a guy.
God. Now I'm going to be the idiot watching it on Apple Music on Friday, the concert. You're like, there's Fran. There's Gia.
Do you know,
I'm alone.
Is it just GA or what is it?
No, it's I don't, I mean, knock on wood, like that we really do have these tickets because God forbid something would happen.
Remember when we went?
Lost our lives.
Yeah.
We have
all the drama.
A seat, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the floor situation is like. I'm assuming there is part of it that is GA, I'm we're not a part of that.
You're going to listen to...
I don't think I would honestly do that again after LA. Like, oh my God. I love that was amazing because we were so close, but I don't know if I can, like, go through the anxiety of being in that crowd again. Like, yeah. Just also, put me in a seat.
We're a couple years older now.
Yeah.
We can't handle
also,
it.
Also, he's much bigger now. Like, he was big then, but now it's even crazier.
Yeah, now it is totally crazier.
I'm trying to not get my hopes high for this album because we talked about this, how I get my hopes really high for things.
I've been reading a lot of reviews.
I haven't even read reviews because I'm really just, I need to go into it how I went into Fine Line, which was not knowing anything about Harry Styles, just not knowing anything at all and just listening to it and falling in love with it. And I need to do the same thing for this album because... I know I'm going to compare it to Fine Line. I know it's going to be so different. And I just want to go into it with an open mind.
Fran, are you going to listen to the whole album before the concert?
100%.
I was going to say, it could kind of be cool if you just went and heard all the songs for the first time live.
Well, that's how we did Fine Line.
I thought we listened to it in the car when we landed. Remember?
We definitely listened when we got to LA.
I mean, we listened in the car.
I don't think I paid attention that much.
Really? I feel like we were all like... We're listening to the album.
No, we definitely did. I think we were playing it on like a loop.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we played it all day long.
Yeah,
like,
I think we played it literally endlessly.
Maybe we did then.
I'm pretty sure the entire day.
Okay, maybe that did help then. Yeah. Well, I'm really excited.
I remember like knowing
some of the... I won't be there, but I'm excited.
I remember seeing some... Like, I remember knowing some of the words, and then Harry like said to the crowd like he was surprised by how many people knew.
Are you expecting him to bring someone out like he brought Stevie Nicks out?
Bring out Shania Twain. I mean, I don't think it's a given.
Yeah, Billy Joel.
I think it's a...
Imagine Billy Joel. That would be awesome.
That would be nuts.
I mean, that'd be crazy.
You never know with him. It could be literally anyone.
John Mayer.
John Mayer is playing the guitar on one of the songs.
Okay, because...
Confirmed.
So I don't remember if you remember this, but like a long time ago, this girl DM'd me.
Yeah.
And was like... And we didn't know if we believed it. She DM'd me like again the other day for the first time since then and was like...
Told you so.
A post. I think a Dumois post. And it was like, John, like, it was just like a famous singer songwriter on this album.
Damn.
Yeah. So maybe he will.
But I thought that said that he's like singing, or maybe not.
I think he's. The review that I read said that he's playing the guitar on one track.
If he has a solo, holy shit.
And whoa there.
Oh my God.
Seriously, it's like, holy shit.
No, but think about like the She guitar solo, but if it's like John Mayer. Oh my God.
John Mayer is credited as an electric guitarist on two songs, Cinema and Daydreaming.
Wait.
Those are the two songs I'm going to go right to.
Yeah, the track list is out.
I told you, I'm really not looking at anything.
Okay, then I don't even want to share anymore.
I really have a problem with getting my expectations high about things.
I was worried about it too. I've already been pre-worrying about you not liking this album.
I know.
I've been pre-worried about it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying not to think about it.
Because I just, and like not that you like Taylor, like not that you like Taylor Swift at this level at all, but it just reminds me of how like you love 1989 so much and like literally refuse to listen to other Taylor Swift albums that I'm like, God, is she just going to like listen to this album and then be like, nope, just going to listen to Fine Line again?
No, I actually really liked Love Her.
Yeah, you did like
Love Her. I liked Love Her.
Folklore is great.
I don't think
it wasn't my kind of music. Listened to Folklore, but...
Open mind.
And yes, I do fall into those traps.
People are saying it's a different sound.
You know how long it took me to listen to Harry Styles' first album?
Yeah, true.
That's a great album. It's an awesome album.
It really is. I love that album, too.
Two for two. So.
But it took me a while to listen to that album because of how much I loved Fine Line.
Are you going
to
listen at midnight, like the second it hits? That's what I do.
It depends on what kind of state of mind I'm in. Like, I need to listen to this album in the best state of mind possible.
When there's an album, like I did this with Kendrick Lamar last week, like the whole day I'm just like, the second midnight.
Yeah. And then you just re-listen to it over and over again.
I haven't listened to it since.
I'm also big on, like, I'll listen to something and then I won't like it at first, but then a couple weeks later or even months later, I'll go back and listen and I'm like, oh, I really like this song. I can't believe I missed it the first time around.
Definitely. Yeah. So everybody's taste changes and evolves.
If John Mayer comes out at the show you're going to, I'm going to be so... I'm going to have so much FOMO. Oh, my God.
I thought he was in New York.
I'm going to be muting your stories.
Fair. Well, let's see. I mean, John's on tour.
No, it's over.
It's done?
And I thought that I heard that he was in New York recently.
Yeah, he, you're right, he is done. Does he picks back up again for Dead & Co. June 11th?
Yep.
He's got time. There. He's got plenty of time.
Also, he's going to be on Bieber's album. Look at him. Wow. Proud of my guy.
He's going to be on Bieber's album?
Yeah.
Where the hell have I been?
Bieber said in an interview, he's like, I got like John Mayer's on the album.
Bieber's
like,
got a new album coming out?
Yeah, he said, there's an interview like, and he's like, yeah, John Mayer like has a crazy solo on my album, like this whole thing.
Huh. Johnny boy.
John.
I didn't even know. Oh, you're right. Oh, this happened like last week.
I said it to you guys. It was like before one of our shows.
Oh, were we not paying attention?
We probably
were. I was telling Trent.
Justin Bieber says his next album has a wicked John Mayer feature. Yeah. Quote, he is on another level. It was mind-blowing to see him actually operate his gift like that. Wicked guitar solo.
Yep.
That's my guy. So he used wicked twice. So yeah. It must be really good.
Yeah.
He said he was a hero of his.
He said he doesn't have a date yet. They're wrapping it up. It's almost done. It sounds really good. I'm really excited about it. I got a lot of cool features. And it should be dropping not too long from now.
Yeah,
that's kind of nuts. He said, he's someone who I've looked up to for a long time. So we were at Henson, the studio, and I was working on this song. And he came in. He's like, can I go in the booth? And I was like, yeah, bro, go in. And so we went in the booth. And then he came out and he laid a guitar solo. And it was just like, it was mind-blowing to see him actually operate his gift like that. Being able to see it firsthand because it's on another level. It's insane.
Isn't that just so cool?
Yeah,
it is.
Everyone loves him.
Yeah, sure. Keep it in your pants, Noah.
That's the same story of Mac Miller on his last album where he was like, John Mayer came to the studio and he was like, can I just like...
Yeah.
And he's on his album.
That's very big of John Mayer.
Yeah, to just, proud of him.
Yeah.
Keep doing you.
Proud of our guy.
Yeah.
I think when we...
Rest up, big guy.
Yeah. Rest up, big guy. Yep.
Oh, shit. All right, should all right. We get
actually,
into the topics?
I wanted to just mention one thing.
About John Mayer?
No, not about John Mayer. Just because it was a storyline on the podcast for a little bit that I am officially done with my teeth, or for now.
For now.
Also, he took off, I had a retainer since I've been like 12 or whatever, and it broke, and he's like, oh, we can just take it off. So I felt my teeth for the first time in like 15 years. It's so weird.
The back of your bottom teeth?
The back of my top teeth.
Oh.
Do you feel free?
No, it feels weird. It feels like it's thin. I'm like scared I'm going to like... they're gonna break, like I don't know, but yeah, thanks everyone for the support.
He made it, guys.
And 9 cavities and he made 4 it. Wisdom teeth later.
We also have some
I gotta get to the dentist.
Yeah,
I gotta
go back. I mean, it's already been like a year. It's already been a year, I think, now. No, already since the last time I went.
Your next appointment, and it's like for like January next year.
Yeah, they always say 6 months. I'm like, it's just too soon. We have Good For Them sweatshirts on sale.
Yes, we do.
You can buy those on...
People have been waiting for those. Mine. Those are out now.
Yes, you can go to...
In the description.
I'll put the link in the description.
Yeah, that makes it easy for everybody.
Sure it does.
All right, let's get into the topics. We got Cara Delevingne and the weirdness that ensued at the Billboard Music Awards. Amber Heard and the Johnny Depp trial has continued on. More stories are coming out. Megan Fox texts her stylist about... having sex with MGK, shocking. Jesse Palmer will be hosting Bachelor in Paradise, and we have an interview with Victoria Justice and Adam Deimos discussing their new Netflix movie called The Perfect Pairing. So let's get into it, starting off with Cara and Meg.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So the Billboard Music Awards were Sunday night, and I think what we saw over and over and over again was, number one, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott and Stormy, very, very cute pictures. They looked great. Doja Cat won a ton of awards, and Cara Delevingne continued to be a freak throughout the entire night.
Yeah, we were recording Monday's episode while this was actually on TV, and then Monday morning came around, and all the clips were being reshared, and it was like, oh my God, what was happening? At first, Kara was, they're on the red carpet. She's hiding behind the, like, step and repeat, poking her head out, taking pictures. She's helping Meg with her dress and sitting next to her and whispering and, like, really just kind of seeming to go a little above and beyond what a friend should be doing. I don't even know if how close they are, if they even know each other. I'm assuming they've met at events before because the way she was acting, it's like, obviously she seems to be a fan, but it did seem like they had some kind of pre-existing relationship.
She looked annoying as hell. Yes. She really did. Like, she just looked like a total nuisance to everybody. And you could tell that Meg was trying to be nice, but she just looked like she was getting in everybody's business at all times.
Something's going on with her. It's been the last month or so of all these events she's gone to. It's been like...
It's very strange. There were some red carpet photos and videos where, you know, she was picking Meg's dress up and trying to get her to get the shot, which, you know, you see that and you're like, oh, okay, she's just helping her get a cool shot. And then you see every other picture and video after that and you're like, she wouldn't leave her the hell alone. And, you know, there's a line between being like a good friend and whatever it was that Kara thought she was being, and then just becoming annoying. Like, yeah. I'm sure at one point Meg thought it was nice and funny until it was like, I have to deal with this person the entire night. Yeah. Like, it was, she was in everybody's face and making faces.
One might describe her as a nuisance.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, so you said being a nuisance.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's the perfect word for what was happening. Because then she was even like, she took a picture of Doja Cat, and I want to say, like, maybe DJ Khaled. Maybe, what's the guy that's always with J-Lo? Also from...
Ben Affleck?
No. Also from New York.
Bad Bunny?
Fat Joe?
Oh, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. I think that was who was in the picture. I think it was Doja Cat, Fat Joe, and like DJ Khaled or something. And
I'm gonna look this up.
Another one.
Imagine it's not. And she, Cara Delevingne, yeah, it was. Ha ha! I was right. There they are. Look.
Also, Bad Bunny is not from New York, so I have no idea why I said Bad Bunny.
Who the hell is Bad Bunny?
He has four songs on the top 10 Billboard Music Awards charts right now. That's why I just threw him out there. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's all him.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't even know what his
music sounds
like.
And it's four Spanish songs that's never been done before.
I don't.
You do. You've heard Bad Bunny songs before.
100%
you have. He's everywhere. He's performed at award shows. Like,
he's collaborated with so many people.
He's collabed with so many people. He's... A Latin superstar.
He's like EDM. Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Noah.
No, but I mean, like, do you guys listen to him?
The popular songs, yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
I like Bad Bunny. Right. She's laying on the ground, Cara Delevingne. Like, she went totally, I don't know what she was doing, but she literally got on. Oh, my God.
Wait, what was that, a star? A star just fell off the wall. The studio... is thanks, Barstool.
Stars are falling.
Stars are falling. What is that?
The stars are falling.
Oh man!
One by one, the stars are just falling.
That's one.
Yeah,
we should just keep it off. Just don't even put it back on. Just keep it off for now.
I know, but my OCD.
For those who are
this is gonna kill me.
Listening and not watching, we have this logo behind Fran and it has little stars and one just fell off just randomly.
It's the big chick and then the stars surround
the sign behind
chick.
Rhea
has that's about to fall
off.
On my head.
Yeah,
all right. I mean, it's doesn't feel very secure, but that's gonna fall off again. Wow. All right, anyway,
top of the line here.
Anyway, Doja Cat's laying on the ground. I mean, not, oh god, Cara Delevingne is laying on the ground taking this picture. She was just up in everybody's business.
It was really bizarre. It was incredibly bizarre. I can't imagine how she felt the next day, if she felt bad at all. And then I see...
Maybe she doesn't care.
And then I see Selena Gomez and her hanging out, and I'm like...
They're besties.
Yeah, and I'm like, Selena, tell her. Like, tell her what you... Tell her. You know, you need a friend to be like, cool it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think that it was extremely bizarre. Like,
yeah,
one of those ones where it wasn't like there was one. Yeah, it wasn't like there was one video where she was acting weird. It was every video and picture that you saw of her. You're like, how is Cara Delevingne continuing to act this way? And nobody's kicking her out of the event.
It really.
Well, they let Will Smith stay at the Oscars.
Yeah, it really. That is true. It really did seem like it came down also to, like, this sums it up well, is Meg Thee Stallion reshared a fan account's Instagram, and it was, she's in her seat, and Doja Cat was sitting in the seat in front of her, and Cara was in the seat next to Meg. The picture that Meg reshared, the person had cropped Cara out of the photo. Like, she's photoshopped out of it completely. She is not in it. But in the real photo, she's in the picture. And Meg Thee Stallion reshared the one that did not have Cara Delevingne in it. So
that's when you know.
I'm only getting a little annoyed.
And people are like, oh, like, there's no way Meg meant anything by resharing that. It's like, she could have reshared the one with her in it.
Yeah.
But she reshared the one that purposely cut her out of it.
Yeah. I think that definitely says all we need to know.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial continues on. Amber Heard is on the stand and, you know, we are seeing them go through contracts. We're seeing them go through multiple stories. And it continues to be very interesting from all sides of it.
Yeah, this is the moment we've been waiting for. We've wanted to see what Amber had to say, how she acted, how it was going on. I said to you and Kelly before, you know, it's hard unless you are glued to the case, the trial, like watching every single minute, and really just trying to keep an open mind and watch it without reading kind of other things and forming your own opinion. It's pretty hard to not notice where everyone else is falling and where the media cover, like which way the media coverage has gone. It just feels like every article you see, post, it is very hard against Amber Heard, very pro Johnny Depp. You can even just tell from the photos that they use for thumbnails for articles on Twitter or whatever website, you know, you're reading this article on, like the thumbnails that they use is the moments when she's like on the stand upset and her face is, you know, she's contorted and she's making these faces, and those are the ones that they use to blast out, like to for everyone to read what Amber Heard is saying. And I think TikTok has had a massive influence. A lot of TikToks have been like taken down because people are making fun of her and or like reenacting things. It's kind of wild, like how crazy it's gotten on TikTok between the two of them. But it is just from learning like what more went down between them. It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot. And I think that you're right. And because there's a lot of stuff that you hear and you're like, obviously, I don't agree with Amber Heard on that. And
yeah.
I don't agree with Johnny Depp on that. And I'm just hesitant to take a side because
I don't know if there's really even one to take.
Yeah. Like, you really just don't know. You don't know the truth. You have no idea what happened in these people's lives at all. And neither of them can figure it out either. And I was watching it live and I honestly shut it off because it was honestly just uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, wow, this is these people's lives, and we're just hearing every detail of it.
I know, these recordings of like their arguments and all these things
so,
are being
so
played.
Personal. And she looks so uncomfortable, and you're like, and you're like, you know, is she lying? Am I just feeling like she's lying because everyone's saying she's lying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the whole thing is really uncomfortable to watch. And then Johnny Depp, obviously, if you watch, he's making no eye contact with her at all. And then there was a recording of him telling her that he will never look her in the eye again. And so now they're saying to her, like, is he not looking at you because of this? It's the whole thing is just so personal. Like, it's we're really seeing everything about their lives, and I can't imagine either of them are going to feel good at the end of this.
No, there's a lot of talking to the jury her.
That's
like
also
a lot of like looking and talking at the jury.
That's throwing me off too. It's like, because I have not watched many of these, so I actually don't know what the correct format is or
she's a performer by trade. So.
I know. And then
the glove doesn't fit.
But then you watch and you're like, yeah, she keeps talking to the jury. And it's like, well, what? Like, she's like performing for the jury at this point. I think that there are some things where it's like, it looks like Amber Heard is playing Amber Heard in a movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I can kind of see that. Like, yeah, it's just the whole thing is very bizarre.
I still stick by my fact that, like, I just think, like, that both of them probably did some really fucked up things in their relationship. And Amber might just not be as personable as Johnny Depp comes across. You know, like, just solely from a outward personality situation where, like, how you come across to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like people have this idea of Johnny Depp and they talk about how charming he is and all these things.
And also, and he's way bigger actor. So he has a way bigger fan base to support him.
Right. And definitely. And she doesn't really get that. But yeah, it's there's been a couple of things, you know, a big point of discussion was the divorce settlement. You know, she had said that she was going to donate all of it, all the money. She did not do that, but it was like the same back and forth with Johnny's lawyer. She's like, I still pledge to do that.
It's like, and, yeah, pledging something and doing it is not the same thing,
his
Amber.
His lawyer is like, well, did you pledge or did you donate? Because those things mean different things.
Yeah.
And so she finally had to confirm that she did not actually donate, saying that because of these legal fees that she's had to pay, she hasn't been able to donate. Right.
And it's like, if she's lying about that, lying about donating something, then what else could she be lying about?
The dog, she said it was the dog, the poop was the dog.
I'm so tired of this.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
You
I was just going to fly through that one pretty quickly. There was a lot of discussion on the, there's the finger situation, there's love, like they had these love journals.
She also called
that they're part of evidence.
She also called the makeup kit a bruise kit.
I saw that.
Yeah,
which she's like, ice. They were like, makeup doesn't hide like a swelling that much. And she's like, well, ice does or something.
Right,
like
that. And the way that she described
lot
putting
of self defense. Talk.
Obviously, I literally don't have any idea. I'm just reading what people are saying, and you think about it, but they were saying that the way that she described putting on the makeup to cover the bruises is not how you would cover a bruise.
Right.
But also, some people don't know how to do makeup.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, like,
you know, how would I wouldn't
I
know how to do that.
I put makeup on, and I don't know if I do it the right way.
I don't know if it's going in order. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's all very confusing, and I feel like a lot of people are taking sides, and I think that you don't have to take a side. You could just sit back and observe what's happening.
Yeah. They're one of Amber Heard's friends, I guess, is maybe on the stand right now, too. I don't know if that's... He said that he's witnessed them, like, a lot of drugs, a lot of... I guess it was a friend of both of them. A friend of both of them.
So, and people will be mad at us for not taking a side, but it's like...
No.
You're just going to blindly...
But if you were on the jury, you have to take
a side.
If
I'm on the jury, I'm taking a side, obviously. Yeah. And
but so we're not.
But if you were, I guess, hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking, I guess if I was on the jury, I would be on Johnny Depp's side. Hypothetically speaking, if I was on the jury.
Right.
But I'm not on the jury, and I am not forced to take a side. So I think that you have to think about it in terms of, like, you can't just blindly believe somebody because they're, like, a megastar.
Although there is evidence to support certain things.
Yeah, of course. So, I also just am on the side of the fact that I think that they both did messed up things to each other.
Yeah.
Who was worse?
Like, the lawyers.
Who's to say?
The lawyers are good. And I know. And that's, like, not even what's crazy is, like, that's not what this trial is for, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's at the end of the day, it's a defamation suit.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that this has just gone so heavy and really having to expose all these things. But I think the lawyers are starting to get really frustrated. there was, I think, a lot of back and forth with Depp's attorney and Amber's attorney. And there was a moment that I saw that was going viral too, of like, they're talking about the James Franco thing, James Franco coming to visit the house or their apartment. And Johnny's lawyer was like, you changed the locks on May, whatever day it was. Just like, I guess, like, I believe so. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and then you invited James Franco over. And she's like, well, I don't remember what day that was. And then the attorney was already like, roll the tape. She's like, well, she was like, let me remind you. And like, they had the security footage with the date of them in the elevator. I mean, and that's like, when that was.
That security footage has been going around now of them getting in the elevator and them looking like they're hiding from the camera. Yeah. But you can very clearly see that it's Amber Heard and James Franco. Also, it's just so weird that we know this. It is so, we shouldn't be allowed to know these things. You know what I mean? Like, we know that Amber Heard was with James Franco. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's bizarre.
Yeah. So Amber Heard, I believe her time has wrapped up. I think she finished. She said, he knows he's guilty. He knows he's a liar. Otherwise, why couldn't he look at me? I survived that man and I'm here. And now one of their friends, I believe they're talking to one of their friends, right now. So I think we still got like another week, right? What did Devin say? It was 3 weeks total,
and it's almost like,
or the rest of this week.
Yeah, but there was 5 weeks.
Oh, five weeks. And this is day 17.
Yeah, I think it's people are forgetting what this trial is even about. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's about the defamation. Mm-hmm. It's not even about like who did what, and it's more so just like, is what she just said,
right, in was that, she lying?
Yeah.
Which is why it's not looking good for her.
It's yeah, so it's pretty nuts that they've had to really share so much and continue to talk about this. And yeah, so that's another update. It's not over yet. And then once, you know, it finishes and we'll see. It's going to be very interesting to see where they fall, actually, with the verdict on this.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were also a big part of the Billboard Music Awards. He performed, very emotional moment. You know, they had talked about a unborn child that I don't know if we really knew too much about, if maybe there was a miscarriage and he had written the song and then got back and changed it. At least that kind of is what it seemed from a tweet that he shared as well. So it was a very emotional performance. They were on the red carpet as always, doing their red carpet thing. They just got matching ring finger tattoos. And then Megan posted these pictures of her in this blue sequin jumpsuit that she didn't wear to the show, but she, you know, she was wearing in Vegas, and really made her eyes pop. And then at 2
yes, they did.
They really did. I'm just looking at the pictures again. And then at 2:08 a.m., she texted her stylist at some point over the weekend and said, was this blue outfit expensive? Because we just cut a hole in the crotch so we could have sex. She wrote back, I hate you, laughy face emojis. I'll fix it. So
I'm just so confused by this, because if they had the time to find a scissor and cut open a hole to have sex, why couldn't she just take it off and have sex? Wouldn't maybe the sex be more enjoyable if she just took the whole thing off?
Maybe she was like stuck in it, you know, like maybe putting it on was really a process.
Maybe, but eventually she would have to get it off anyway.
No, I'm just saying, maybe she got stuck. Like, that happens. People get stuck in jumpsuits, bodysuits.
But I'm just...
No, she could have taken it off, for sure.
I think she could have just taken it off, and they could have had sex. It seems like it would be...
just ripped it open.
Yeah, it would be uncomfortable, in my opinion, to stick a... I mean, if they're going to be graphic about it, I'll be graphic about it. To stick a penis in a vagina with a beaded... bodysuit seems like the beads could maybe get in the way, even if it's cut with a hole.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Surrounding areas, your thighs.
Could be something that he likes.
he could like the feeling
this
of
could
the beats.
Be like a sort of ribbing sensation.
You're right.
Right? Like maybe.
That is true. Maybe. Yeah. I didn't think of it like that, but now I am. And it could
definitely
be.
Definitely thinking about it way too in depth right now.
We
honestly.
Are. And I don't know if those beads look comfortable or if they look like they would provide a sensational feeling.
Mm-mm.
But only MGK would be the one to tell us
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he would be the only one who,
and maybe he
who
will,
could answer that.
Because they tell us everything at this point. Not yeah. us. They tell the world. So maybe we will find out that answer.
Very underrated part of this Instagram post as well was the fact that Slide, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is a photo of them out with A-Rod and maybe a new girlfriend or it's like
I did see that.
It's like
yeah.
whoa, okay.
Looks just like A-Rod's type.
Just kind of threw that one in there
yeah,
and
you, Alex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Short blonde athletic
looks,
looking.
Yeah, I was going to say looks like she works out.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Fitspo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when you're scrolling fast, it's literally all pictures of Megan, Machine Gun Kelly, Megan. Oh, out with A-Rod and this woman.
I imagine when A-Rod is dating and he finds out a girl doesn't work out, he spits on them.
It's like, nope, no can do.
You don't go to the gym every day,
weights.
Bro. Fuck that. Get out of my face. Next.
Oh, man. I was looking at some of the comments on the post. Megan, please, we get it. You all fuck.
I think it's a mixture of two things. Like, I think some people are just haters and they're like
totally.
Not having sex and they're extremely sexually frustrated. So they're mad at how passionate MGK and Megan Fox and Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are. So they're mm-hmm. like, ugh, gross. I'm so tired about hearing them having sex. But on the other hand, it is like, all right, we do know that they're having sex. And it is, I guess it makes them, if you don't want to be so annoyed by it and disgusted by it, look at it in the fact that it's like it makes them real people.
Yeah.
Right? Like you see those text messages and you're like, oh, they're real human beings. They are just horny just like us and they just want to have sex and she's gonna text her stylist and her stylist is gonna make a funny joke.
Yeah.
And that's that.
It also really seems like Megan Fox hates Vegas. I would just say like she made the caption an introvert in Vegas for 3 days during eclipse season. Just so much crying in the shower. And then her other post of her actual red carpet look, she said, Billboard 2022, baby, so proud of you for giving such a vulnerable and emotional performance. You are magic. Also, Vegas, it's been nice, but you are my version of the innermost ring of hell. Off to the wilderness for my birthday. No one talked to me for a week. So she's really out on Vegas.
Some people despise Vegas. Some people really fucking hate yeah. Vegas, and some people love it.
Posted a picture at the club with Diddy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
What was I going to say? Oh, kind of a, I don't know if I ever noticed this, but kind of a baller move that she just doesn't follow anyone on Instagram.
Is that a baller move or is that like you're trying way too hard?
Or she just doesn't care about
anyone.
She
doesn't care about seeing anybody else's shit but herself.
Obviously.
I don't know.
Or she just
for Megan
like,
Fox, I kind of believe like that she probably doesn't want to see anyone else.
Or is maybe a lot of pressure on like who you're following, yeah. who you're not following, because celebrities are always looking into that.
20
like,
million followers and follows zero people.
Sick.
Yeah.
At that point, I would follow nobody too. You know?
Right. Like you think like
Billie Eilish
doesn't even follow Machine Gun Kelly.
Billie Eilish doesn't follow anyone.
See?
When you're that famous,
no, know,
it's like things are going to... But I wonder what their feed
but
looks
like. It's like Billy. Nothing. It's like Bieber follows you and you're not going to follow him back.
Their feed looks like nothing.
Come on.
They just have nothing on their feed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you were to follow nothing,
honestly,
you
yeah.
have nothing
no,
on
I think
feed.
It's probably just ads or something, right? Like,
I guess
I
ads
know.
Or sponsored posts or yeah. suggested posts.
Suggested.
Yeah, suggested.
Maybe it's like
post.
A For You page.
Maybe she's
like
just
TikTok.
Only ever on her Explore page.
That's just annoying because you know like you're searching people you want to see, like, still.
Well, maybe it stops her from searching.
Yeah.
Because she's not reminded
really
of
doesn't
people.
Care
she
that
definitely
much
has a burner where like, it's a normal account and she follows people, I would assume.
You never know. Doesn't seem like she cares.
She cares.
Listen up. We've got some tea and you all are going to be obsessed. We spoke with the Abercrombie team and they told us that they were going to launch a wedding shop. Well, we lost it because as you know, we are both getting ready to get Abercrombie and Hitched. The whole vibe of Abercrombie these days is clothes you'd wear for a perfect long weekend, and all their customers were like, hey, We spend long weekends traveling for weddings these days. And then Abercrombie was like, we love that. Let us just give you everything you could ever possibly want and love to wear for all things wedding. So they did. It has everything. Tons of dresses, jumpsuits, pants, swimsuits, pajamas, pantsuits, and all perfectly curated for different events, bachelorettes, brunches, showers, ceremonies as a guest and ceremonies as a bride, reception, and even honeymoon. It is incredible. Check out the Abercrombie Wedding Shop on Abercrombie.com. Go shop it now. Last topic, pretty quick, just an announcement from Bachelor Nation that Jesse Palmer is going to be hosting Bachelor in Paradise this season, and that's just bullshit. It should be Wells. Boo. Tomato.
Boo.
Hate. Why would they do? I mean, not hate.
They're Jesse not Palmer's listening fine. To us anymore.
But Jesse Palmer's fine, and
they've never listened to us.
He can host The Bachelor just fine. Like, go ahead, host The Bachelor. Paradise would be so much better with Wells. It's supposed to be fun. We can't be going from a wacky season of rotating hosts to then now just going with like a serious host. Like, just no offense to Jesse Palmer, but it's just like, maybe from what we saw in The Bachelor, there wasn't a lot of big comedic moments for him. Maybe they happened and we didn't see it.
Yeah.
I just feel maybe like Wells would have been so much better.
Right. And I think that we all wanted Wells, but maybe they feel like having Jesse keep things as planned and then Wells will come in with the comedic relief.
He'll still be the bartender.
And he'll still be the bartender, and that's what he does, but make the bartender the host. Like, just have him host from behind the bar.
I know.
It seems like a no-brainer, but clearly they think they have better brains than us and they're not going to listen to us and what all the fans want. Yeah. So be it. Jesse
it's
Palmer
kind of
host.
A big slap in the face to all the fans who've been fighting for Wells to be the host.
And Wells did say on our podcast that he would love to do it.
Yes.
Because I did see some people say, like, what if Wells doesn't want to do it? And it's like, well, Wells has said that he would love to do it.
He would definitely do it.
So whatever. Jesse Palmer will be hosting. Not like, I'm not like, I fucking hate this. Like, get Jesse Palmer off there. Like, he hosts everything else. So whatever. But it would be cool if Wells did it.
I think it will also allegedly be on 2 days in the fall. Is what it seems like.
A week.
From the Reddit, the Bachelor Reddit may have found that. I saw it on Bachelor Data posted on
Isn't it always?
Story. Paradise?
Monday and Tuesdays?
I feel like it
in the
is.
Summer it was a lot, yeah. But I didn't know like if it was going to be on later, I didn't know if that would change or if maybe they would just do Tuesdays because of Monday Night Football. And like, I don't know if there's going to be some conflicts with that because I think some games are going to be on ABC. I don't know. They kind of like changed up the scheduling here. Now Dancing with the Stars is going to be on Disney Plus, so like everything's just getting
when is the Bachelorette
everything's going to be moved around. The Bachelorette starts July 11th, and so like, let's realistically, that runs what, 2.5 months ish. So you get July, August, that probably ends like September.
I feel like
it's going to be late. Like Paradise is definitely going to be on late this year for sure.
It's been a nice break,
but yeah.
So hey, I think the break's still going.
2 weeks.
Yeah. July 4th will be like the last hurrah.
We got a whole other month.
Going on vacation that week when we come back.
Yeah, when we all go on vacation that week and then come back, be slapped in the face with the Bachelorette.
It'll feel good.
It will.
Who's the Bachelorette again?
Both of them.
Rachel. Oh, both of them.
And Gabby. Both of them. Why?
Let's have a positive outlook.
I feel like this was a very appropriate amount of time to take in between. Like, it felt like
this.
A good amount of time.
It's been gone for a while.
It has.
And I still don't miss it yet. And so by the time July comes.
I was going to say we still have a month plus. So we're good.
It'll feel good when it's back.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So that was just a big announcement from them. And congrats to Jesse Palmer, I think, is locked in this job across the board for all franchises, it seems. We have a great interview coming up. We're talking to Victoria Justice and Adam Deimos. They have a new movie together coming out. But, you know, it's almost June. And you heard us talk on Monday's podcast about how we're in wedding season. All these wedding celebrities are getting married. Your cousins, your sisters, your brothers, your whoever. People in your life are getting married. It's this very busy time. Weddings, graduation, spring sports. Everybody needs a moment to relax and take a second for themselves. So this season, take a second to enjoy an ice-cold Coors Light because you deserve a beer that's made to chill. There's only one beer out there that is literally made to chill, and that's Coors Light. It's mountain-cold refreshment. My favorite time for a nice Coors Light is at the end of the week. Friday now, especially in the summer. Now that we're getting into the summer, it's a Coors Light on the beach. But a Coors Light at the end of the week, Friday, reaching into your fridge, those Blue Mountains ready to go. You enjoy that nice cold beer. So when we need to take a second for ourselves, we reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzy or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/chicks. That's CoorsLight.com/chicks. And always celebrate responsibly. This is coming from the Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado.
Cheers. Thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
The world's most refreshing podcast.
Yes.
All right, everyone, we are here with two very special guests. We are joined by Victoria Justice and Adam Deimos. There we go. Whichever way it was coming out. They have a new movie coming out on Netflix called A Perfect Pairing. It premieres May 19th. And obviously, this movie is right up our alley.
Yep.
Nice little rom-com for everybody's souls. So thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
I'm excited. Yeah, Victoria, you've been on our show before. This is Adam's first time, so this is
be gentle.
Yeah, very exciting. But you're sitting in front of a beautiful landscape there. Tell us about this movie. Where you guys shot? Because I think that you know says a lot about what's happening in this movie.
Yeah, well, we filmed in Queensland, Australia, which is just on the Gold Coast, one of the most beautiful places in the world that I've ever been. It was truly such a dream to wake up and go to work every day because it was just so stunningly gorgeous. Adam and I had to pinch ourselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie is a really sweet, fun rom-com. I play Lola, who is a wine executive, and she's very passionate about it. She decides to strike out her own and tries to land a big client in Australia. And while she's there, she decides that in order to prove herself, she volunteers to work as a ranch hand on this sheep farm where she meets this rugged, handsome young man. I don't know. You want to take it from
there? Whole lot of cuteness happens after that. But yeah, we didn't use a studio. It was all location. And, you know, I saw parts of Australia that I'd never seen before and got to work and you're shooting. You're in scenes where you're literally just watching the sunset behind a mountain. Wow. So it's, it's a real postcard to Australia for sure.
And we would be filming on location in Nhumbunbaa Valley and there would be wild cows just like on the mountainside. Yeah. And like, it was the craziest experience ever. It was
very,
amazing.
Very lucky.
How excited were you guys to find out that it was going to be filming on location? Because I feel like with some movies, they'll just like use different spots in California and tell you it's Australia. So what was that excitement like?
Yeah, here was the reverse. We used Australia as LA for some parts, but it was unreal. It was really, like I said, just Australia is just one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life. I can't wait to go back. And not only is the landscape beautiful, but the people are beautiful as well. Like physically, sure, but also just like such kind, nice people. Everyone in the cast and crew was so wonderful. It was just good vibes every day. Like I love Australians so much. I can't sing their praises enough.
Adam.
Yeah. And you're shooting in the studio. It just doesn't capture the essence of it, you know? And yeah, everyone was so much more relaxed as well. Cause you're shooting on these beautiful properties and you know, the countryside. And so it all adds to the vibe of the film, I reckon.
Yeah.
It's hard to show up to work and have a bad day when you're like looking at those views, you know, it's pretty crazy.
Victoria, your character, you know, you're trying to get you're in the wine business. You're trying to get this business. You head down to Australia, and Adam, your character is a sheep farmer. Like what was working with these animals like? Is that something new for you guys that you haven't done before?
I've never worked with sheep before.
No. I've never worked with sheep before. I grew up on a farm, but like 130 acres, and it was like more of a hobby farm. So it was never a property where, you know, that was our work. It was more just, you know, sort of leisure. But yeah, it was fun. It was actually, we got to work with my little sidekick, the dog in the movie Arlo. And it's he hits his marks better than some actors I've worked with. It was unbelievable. People say don't work with babies or animals, but like I beg to differ with the ones we got. They were awesome.
I loved working with the animals and I loved working with the sheep. They were so cute. We actually had three sheep that were playing Barbara.
You nailed that.
Yeah, so she's my favorite character. Yeah. She really steals the show, I gotta be honest. But their names were Peanut Butter and Jelly. Peanut was the main star. But yeah, they were so cute. I mean, obviously, like they had a lot of stage fright. Like they're a little sheepish. And we would be
keep nailing it. No,
they always, I mean, I got puns for days, guys, but they would just get really scared. Every time the sheep gets scared, they do the funny, like they like do the bah thing, but their tongues like stick out of the side of their mouths. Like they go like bah. Like it's so weird. I don't even
care. I'm so happy you just did that.
It's so funny. I don't know, but they're adorable. Yeah. And they're actually smarter than people think they are. So
that's amazing. You guys got to work with animals, but did you also get to work with a lot of wine?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, no comment.
Wine.
it was quite lucky, and we got to shoot at a winery. My last scene was at the winery too, so I may have gone home with a few bottles.
Winery also, no, in Australia no must be unbelievable. I was going to say, amazing. Like, can you think of a better setup for a romantic comedy than wine, animals, accents, romance? Like, I just feel like that crosses everything off the list.
Really.
Yeah, the writers really did us a favor. Like, everything was just perfect. And so, and we reaped the benefits
pairing.
Of it.
Oh, go
the on, perfect then.
Pairing.
I honestly can't even take it. You've been just nailing it over and over again. Well, you guys, so have both of you worked with Netflix before? Because, Adam, you did Sex Life.
Yeah, and another movie I remember with Christina Milian, I believe.
Yeah, Sex Life, Falling in Love in this one. So, I mean, I love these guys so much.
The king of Netflix over here.
I was
going
to say, once you're in, you're
bow
in.
Bow down.
No, I hope to continue this relationship. They've been so awesome to me. And yeah, it's like you do it. Sometimes you can create something you're really proud of, but not hope people will see it. But with Netflix, you know that like the whole world's going to see it on the same day, and it's and the word of mouth, and you know my family gets to see it in Australia when I'm watching it here, and so I love them. I feel very very grateful to be part of it.
Yeah, and same with you, Victoria, too, right? You know, you had a movie come out last year, I believe, right?
After Life of the Party.
That's great. No, so I feel like you guys are both locked in. That's great.
Yeah. And also, you know, it's cool because Victorious as well had like this resurgence on Netflix where so many new like young people started watching the show. And it's really cool that like a new generation has sort of been introduced to that show as well on the platform. And like Adam was saying, it's just amazing. I think they have like 222 like million subscribers or something. Wild. So it's really cool as an actor to do like work that you're proud of and excited about. And then to have it available and accessible for so many people to be able to watch so easily is like the coolest. So,
yeah. I feel like it has to be like an actor's dream to get something that's on Netflix that everybody, like you said, across the world can watch. And also the dedication that you see from people watching Netflix and the shows that come out on there and the movies that come out on there, people just watch them over and over. And again, I mean, I know we do the same with all the romantic comedies that come out on there. So congrats on to
your,
you guys.
On your time too, like life's busy, right? So it's like, it doesn't have to be this one time at a certain day and that's it. It's like you can catch up or word of mouth and all the things. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And Sex Life, like, Victoria, did you watch Sex Life? I feel like 67 million households watch Sex Life.
Yes, I saw the first episode. I was like, who is this guy? I'm curious, obviously. And it was very cool. But I was working on something else and like life got super busy, but I need to watch the rest of the series. But he's amazing. I mean, he's great on the show and he's such a talented actor and incredible. So I'm not surprised people love him.
Any season 2 updates you could give us, Adam?
We just finished. We just finished filming. I can't give you any updates because then my relationship with Netflix will be over. But
we don't want that.
I can say that it's the first season was pretty wild. This is topping it, that's for sure. We got some new cast in there who are unreal, and it's a ride. It's a wild ride.
How have you liked kind of mixing personal life with work? Because you know you and your girlfriend are kind of like couple goals, I think.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yes, no. Well, I would say
you,
so.
Thank you. You know, we met as professionals, so it's like the job comes first, and we'll just try to do the material justice. And then, yeah, outside of that, I'm a very lucky man.
Yeah, yeah. Victoria, I also kind of love when I had like my brain just glitched and went back in time when you said, you were like, my character's name is Lola. And I was like, whoa, whoa, this just took me back to Zoe 101. I was like, oh my God, you're playing another Lola. Did you think of that when you saw it, when you got the script?
I totally did. And I told our producer, Robin, I was like, I think we maybe should change this. And then I was thinking about it and I was like, but I feel like enough time is past. It's not like, you know, playing Tori and then playing another Tori. Right. That would have been like too close.
Yes.
But yeah, so I feel like there was a big enough gap. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready to do Lola again.
Or
yeah.
in some world, and you may hate this, but some people may be like, well, this is just Lola later in her life.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's possible.
I think that totally.
I like that theory.
I think that totally plays. I like that a lot too. When you guys getting to be in Australia for this is so amazing. What were you guys doing on your downtime? I imagine it's a lot of outdoor activities. Like, did you guys do anything crazy? I don't know why I think of like extreme sports sometimes when I think of Australia.
Extreme sports.
I did not do any extreme sports.
Like, I'm just, so much open land. Surfing. I think like ATVing, surfing, like real outdoor fun stuff.
I mean, well, when we were staying at Pepper's, that was like right on the beach. So I remember like sometimes on the weekends, they would have like this farmer's market and I would go to that.
Pretty outdoorsy.
I know.
Really hardcore stuff, guys.
You guys saw so many cool things on the weekends. I was like, when we left, I feel like Victoria saw more of Australia than I ever had.
I saw a lot. I went to like a wildlife sanctuary. I got to hold koalas. I snuggled a kangaroo, like full on screen with a kangaroo.
You held a koala?
Yes, I held a koala and they're so adorable, but they're like little stoners. Like they seem like really out of it all the time because they eat their eucalyptus leaves and I think kind of toxic for them. So they're just a little bit out of it. But they're just so, they're so cute and sweet and gentle. And I just wanted to adopt one and never let go. But yeah, it was awesome. I like went to a rainforest. What else did I do? I did a lot of stuff.
And also where we were shooting, you feel like you were doing adventurous stuff at work. Like we got to ride the motorbikes and we're out in the property and and all that stuff. And I, especially because I hadn't been home for a little bit as well, it was a good chance for me to see some close mates and family throughout that. And, you know, get the gift of employment on something like this and then to be able to see friends. Because I'm from another state. I'm from New South Wales. And so, I don't get to be up in Queensland too often. So I got to do a lot of that too.
I was going to say my knowledge of the geography of Australia is very limited. So I'm like, are you from close to where you filmed or was
my
it
knowledge
like-
no, of so geography where we, in general is very where, limited. So
where we filmed, it would be like a 2-hour flight south and then another 2-hour drive is where I'm from. So
So how long did you guys film for? Because I'm very curious the turnaround on these kinds of films.
We filmed for like 2 months, I think, right?
Probably two, I'd say we filmed for like 5 or 6 weeks, but two weeks of prep. So it's usually like 5 or so weeks, 5 or 6 weeks.
We had to quarantine for
you had to do the quarantine. It was a little bit longer because they, Australia had the hotel quarantine and stuff happening.
Yeah. So that's got to fly by.
What's up?
So that's got to fly by because that's way quicker than I think people think in their heads of how long it takes to film a movie.
Yeah, it was pretty. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, they go quick. Yes. Filming it, it's like all of a sudden you're halfway there and then you're mourning that it's about to be over. It's like you kind of blink and you'll miss it.
Yeah.
So, which is great. And then it's also you wish you could go on longer, you know. But I think it's always nice to leave yourself wanting more as opposed to an experience where you're like, okay, let's finish this now.
Yeah. And have you guys seen the movie yet?
Yes.
I was gonna say some people don't watch.
I've seen.
Yeah, there was some hesitation there.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but I will on the weekend.
Yeah.
But I don't get excited to watch myself, but because I know what we did and I'm extremely proud of it, but it's like, it's then it's harder to just sit back and check it out. Yeah. But I will do it on the weekend.
Yeah, no,
but I trust Victoria.
Yeah, no, I saw it and I'm really proud of it and I'm really happy with the way that it turned out and he's great in it. And yeah, I'm super excited for people to see it. I think it's like really sweet and it's just like heartfelt, warm, like feel good vibes and it's funny and light. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Did you guys, have you seen it yet or no?
I have not. I've not watched the whole thing, but I have, even just from the trailer alone, I feel like there were a lot of good puns already from you that I could say just from the trailer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know we will watch it because we watch every single rom-com that comes out on Netflix. There's not one that passes by us.
Like it.
There's really not. But
France registering how much she actually watches. Like that, she just took a moment right there. She was like, wait a second, there's really not one that we have missed.
No. Well, yeah, thank you. You know, you'll definitely feel good after it. And that's the intention, right? Yep. That's the, it's those movies have a real special place in the world. Yeah. And it's like to feel good.
Right. Yeah,
I think that's what we all need right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think Netflix has done such a great job with it because they make really good ones now when sometimes you don't see, people always say, oh, like romantic comedy is the genre. We don't see as many like out in theaters and all these things, but Netflix has just crushed it with all the ones
taken over that spot.
That they make, which is great. And now you guys, like, do you spend more time in the US now or do you not get to go home to Australia a lot?
It varies, right? Because I was just in Toronto filming for 4 months. And then before that, I was in Australia for 5 weeks. And then now I'm here. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's like the suitcase is never fully unpacked.
Right.
But probably spend more time here now.
Yeah. And are you guys in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in LA
too. And Victoria, you're based in LA.
I am, yeah.
How do you love it there?
I love it, yeah. What's not to love? I mean, the weather's great. It's beautiful. You got the mountains. You got the ocean. Yeah. There's so much to do. It's just, I love it. I love to hike. It's a great place. Great place.
You ever hike the Wisdom Tree?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That hike is really scary. It's very hard.
Thank you. Yes.
It's really narrow.
One time
I was, terrified.
Yeah, I hiked it in UGG slippers once because my producer...
By accident.
Yeah, my producer fooled me and said that
it was undersold to her.
Yeah, it was undersold. It was just a little walk, and I was wearing UGG slippers, and I had to hike the Wisdom Tree in that. So thank you for saying it was scary, because now it paints the picture for everybody else that has heard this story multiple times.
Yeah, it's like very narrow and steep, and you kind of feel like you could fall off the side.
Where is
right
it?
Point.
Where's the Wisdom Tree?
Where is the Wisdom? Like in Hollywood. Hills,
it's
right?
It's like, it is kind of by the Hollywood sign, sort of.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm
going to
do it.
Yeah. You should do it. Try it out and wear slippers while you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You're Australian, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Just put your sandals on and get on up there.
Big deal.
What do you guys have coming up? The two of you, I know, like, just... You guys are so busy, and Victoria, I saw you got a couple things in post-production that look really cool. I feel like you've gotten to work with Jimmy Tatro a few times in the last few years, which is awesome because we're huge fans of him. I think he is so funny.
So funny.
I love Jimmy. He's great. He's so cool and down to earth and just hilarious and so talented. Yeah, I did California King with him, which him and Travis Bennett, and it's a really fun like action adventure comedy. I play this like kind of badass character. She's like a little different than the other characters that I've played, which is really fun to do. And another film I just did was called The Tutor, which is like a drama thriller. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm also working on music. I want to put out more this year. So I'm excited about that. So yeah, there's some fun things.
Very exciting.
Adam, do you have some music coming out?
My solo my solo album will be coming out in a couple of months. Might leave that to the professionals.
Yes. I'm guessing you can't give us any timeline on when we'll get Sex Life season 2. Do you even know?
He said he couldn't. He's
I know, but I can
Netflix.
Push a little.
No, yeah, you know that. Yeah, that's well above my pay grade, though. It's like, I don't think that. Yeah, that's for the higher ups. Hopefully sooner rather than later, because I definitely know people are keen for it to come out. So
definitely,
hopefully, but yeah,
just hearing
we just finished so right. like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so hearing that you wrapped is good enough for me.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's all locked. So there's definitely another season.
It's in
coming.
The can,
yeah.
baby.
Amazing. We love to hear that. Thank you guys so much for coming on, joining us. We're
thank
pumped
you.
To. I know you guys have to do a ton of these, and you guys said that we were the first of the day. So hopefully, we started off.
It's only good? Downhill from here.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone has to live up go. To us. Everyone can watch A Perfect Pairing on Netflix May 19th. I think crack open a nice bottle of wine and enjoy it this weekend.
Please do. Please do.
It would be the perfect pairing.
Yeah.
I almost fell out of my seat on
hit,
that one.
I had to hit one. I had to hit one too. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Have a great
Bye.
Rest of your day.
You too.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Make sure you're buying our new merch. The link is in the description. And also subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribing. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Because I'm so